Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex, formerly known as Herman's Radio and Record Room. I'm DJ Frederick. I'll be spinning music from mid-century America and around the world. We'll be listening to 12-inch, 10-inch, and 7-inch records that my dad might have listened to back in the day in his radio repair shop, or at least music I think he would have enjoyed. Along the way, we'll dip into easy listening, country, gospel, jazz, folk music, and more. So welcome. The Mid-Century Annex is open for browsing here at the Radio Thrift Shop. We're mining musical gems from the 1930s to about 1970. It's the Mid-Century Annex at the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. We're working our way through the music of mid-century America from the late 1930s to about the late 1960s. And this week, we're starting out in 1939. That was Glenn Miller with The Man with the Mandolin, and Marion Hutton on vocals. All right, let's drop the shellac. Not too hard.
When the cuckoo and the clock goes, thank you.
I'm a little cuckoo. In fact, we all slightly nuts.
There they were, he was baby talking her, and the cuckoo in the clock went cuckoo. Every 15 minutes he crew, cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Be a pal, said the fella to the gal, and the cuckoo in the clock went cuckoo. I believe they're starting to woo, woo, woo,
woo,
woo. They didn't know that everything they said was overheard. They didn't hear the little birdie giving them the bird. So he said with a sigh, who's your little peachy pie? And the cuckoo in the clock went cuckoo. Then he said, I may be cuckoo, but not as cuckoo as you. So he closed the door and withdrew. Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Listen to the cuckoo on the wall. Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Love is grand, darling, let me hold your hand while the cuckoo in the clock says,
who, me? You too. Hey, take this.
A man who would go on to influence much music in the mid-century and beyond. That was Raymond Scott and his quintet in an 18th century drawing room. And before that, Cuckoo in the Clock with Sally Mason on vocals from 1939. Well, I'm DJ Frederick and you are at the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. We're exploring music from the late 1930s to about 1970, and we're about to embark on music from 1940.
Exploring science in the sea. For fans of sushi, sashimi, and tuna steaks on the grill, we have some good news. 4 species of tuna have rebounded in recent years, lowering the threat of extinction. An agency of the United Nations monitors the health of more than 138,000 species of life in the oceans and on land. And every few years, it takes a new look at each species. Many species are in worse shape than ever, mostly as the result of human activities, but a few have improved. This year's assessment, for example, found an uptick in the populations of 4 species of tuna: Atlantic bluefin, southern bluefin, albacore, and yellowfin. They were moved into categories with a lower threat of extinction than before. 3 of them, in fact, were moved into a category called least concern. Much of the change was the result of better management of commercial fisheries. The world's nations did a better job of enforcing restrictions on how many fish commercial fleets could catch. That shows that well-planned and executed recovery efforts can pay off. Not all tuna are in great shape, though, even within the same species. The population of Atlantic bluefin on the eastern side of the Atlantic has grown in recent decades, for example, while the population on the western side, around the United States, has been cut in half. And the Pacific bluefin population is down to less than 5% of what it once was, an indication that there's still a lot of work to be done to protect life in the oceans. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
Broadcasting from the past, present, and future, it's the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. We're part of the homemade radio revolution on WMNB-LP 107.1 in North Adams.
He plays the best as 8 to the bar. When he jams, it's a ball. He's the daddy of them all. The people gather round when he gets on the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm he plays puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there bothers to dance. And when he jams with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, 8 to the bar. A plink, a plank, a plink, plank, plink, plank, plunking on the keys. A rip, a rap, a riff, rap, riffing out with ease. And when he jams with a bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, 8 to the bar. Thank you.
From 1940, that was Lionel Hampton with Flying Home. And before that, a tune that was later recorded by Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, Beat Me Daddy, 8 to the Bar, Parts 1 and 2, by Will Bradley with Ray McKinley on vocals. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you have stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. We're exploring music from the late 1930s to the late 1960s, and right now we're just taking it 1 year at a time, and we're exploring 1940.
If you're romantic, senor, then you will surely adore Argentina. You'll be as gay as can be if you will learn to CC like a Latin. For mister, soon as you learn, then you will never return to Manhattan. When you hear your te amo, you steal a kiss, and then if she should say mañana, it's just to let you know you're gonna meet again. I bet a long castanet that you will never forget Argentina, where there are rumbas and tangos to tickle your spine, moonlight and music and orchids and wine. You want to stay down Argentina way.
Sweet melodies vows we made were never to be. Though we're apart, you're part of me still. For you were my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
Yep, that's the Blueberry Hill, Glenn Miller with Ray Erbel on vocals. And before that, we heard Bob Crosby and Down Argentina Way with Bonnie King on vocals. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. Until next time when we jump into the Wayback Machine, keep your mind free, keep your radio free, and keep your spirit free.